people, and welcome to episode 77 of Praise the Game Podcast, the podcast that digs through the gaming trash so you don't have to. I stuttered a little bit.
You done good, boy.
I tried. So listen, everybody, it's us as normal. It's Andy, Pete, and Nick. We're here.
Hello.
Say hello.
Hello.
And you might have noticed that's a new catchphrase.
Yeah.
It's slogan, whatever we're brand new boys again, just like we were on episode one. Like we mentioned last year, or was it last year? Year? No, episode 75. Was that?
It was like 3 weeks ago,
that was
dude.
Like 3 weeks ago, dude. Like month. We mentioned a couple episodes ago, we're changing shit up here at Praise the Game. We're out here grinding. We're doing new shit. We're giving you games for free. And one of our new things is that we're what would you guys say? We're optimizing our podcast.
We're getting uncapping the frames.
We're uncapping the frame rate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going from just like 30 frames per second, shitty, just laggy garbage where it's hurting your eyeballs to straight up optimized eye candy boys.
We're like if Oscar the Grouch like lifted himself out of the grass, out of the trash.
Yeah.
And flopped onto the grass with his green body.
Well, it's very appropriate that you said trash because as you can hear through our new tagline, we are the podcast that wades through the garbage so you don't have to. So if you've listened to the podcast previously, you'll know that we basically survey a lot of things in the industry. We talk about the news. We talk about what we've been playing. We do a topic of the day about some other bullshit, maybe something intense that we want to talk about.
There's too much. We've got to narrow down.
There's too much. So nothing is really changing. The only thing that is going away completely but is being kind of augmented into the topic of the day is the news.
Yeah.
So what we're doing with the news is we're now taking it and we're going to fucking combine it with the topic of the day to make a discussion around sort of what's been going on.
Yep.
Around the hottest things that we think are important for you to learn.
Yep.
We don't need to talk about everything. We don't need to talk about what kind of anime titties are coming out in fucking 3 months or something like that.
I mean, who knows? That could be a whole dedicated
It could
topic
be an entire fucking topic of the day. You never know.
All right. Write that one down.
But yeah, so we're optimizing. So that's going to happen. The topic of the day is going to be much more consolidated that way.
And then the fun segments that we have every once in a while, we're trying to make that every episode. By the way, I'm sick today, so you can probably
Screech sick.
So you gambled What's Loaded Up Battle Royale. And we'll have a new segment that we're unveiling today.
Oh, shit.
Called Trash Compactor.
Trash Compactor!
And you'll hear a little bit, you'll hear our new jingle and a little bit more about that later. But we're trying to have a fun
An
rotation.
Hour of hard work.
An hour, I got home today and they had it done. Completely.
Done. We made a jingle.
Yep.
More trash themed garbage out here. Trash Compactor, you'll hear more a bit about it later, but it's basically we're just going to shit on something. It's our segment of the podcast where we just get to rant a little bit and just talk some shit about something we don't like.
But also provide some constructive feedback.
Constructive feedback.
Sometimes.
But mostly we're just trying to shit on things.
Yeah. Mostly just shoving something into the trash.
Yeah, just put it in the compactor.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so the format's basically the same as well, though. We're going to start with What's Loaded Up, where we talk about what we've been playing. And then at the end of that, we're going to talk about the release dates, things that you could potentially see on What's Loaded Up coming up. Things that are kind of the major takeaways of what's coming out soon.
Things that PTG wants to be playing and probably will be playing, and then some of the major things that we think
y'all should play.
Wanna play.
And then we're going to do topic of the day, and then like Pete said, we're going to do our brand new segment, Trash Compactor!
Trash Compactor,
at the end of the episode. So why don't we just keep on moving along and do What's Loaded Up.
Ow! What's Loaded Up?
The Division 2. It's out, boys.
Yeah.
I've started playing this game like 4 times now.
Dude,
I'm the opening.
I'm so sick of that starting area. I was telling Nick today.
Yeah.
Nick,
whew.
How do we all feel about it? Me and Nick played a whole bunch today.
Played yesterday and today.
Whole night.
Oh, man. Just hours at this point.
That was my first real opportunity to grind on the game.
We marathoned.
We haven't even cracked the surface yet. Like, I think I'm maybe 15 hours into the game straight up, and we're barely out of the first zone.
Well, maybe you. Me and Andy.
We got like 4 zones open.
Well, it
happens rapidly. So like level 15 through 20 shit kind of all is like, it opens up in almost like a horseshoe.
Oh, there's like a
so you slump. Can start going a lot of places. Yeah. We're level like 16 now.
Oh, shit.
Which the level cap is 30.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, it doesn't take that long to get there.
No.
I'm 12 hours into the game.
But I've seen this idea thrown around that like, what Anthem should have been when it launched, this is an example.
Well, yeah, I keep talking of Trash Compactor.
Yeah.
Fucking, this game, like, everything that I hated about the Anthem beta and what I've heard about the launch, it's better in Division. Yeah.
There's so much content.
You don't have to compare, but Ubisoft has 100% outdone EA here. I think. Yeah. first of all, no loading screens.
Yeah.
And the loading screens that you do get for like fast traveling and going in important areas, so short.
Yeah. You don't have to compare, but you do have to compare.
You do, though.
You know, it's funny that you, because you said like, oh, because it's EA. But like, yeah, I mean, you look at the two titans, normally it's Ubi and EA swinging at each other.
Yep.
And it's just funny to see like a looter shooter doesn't seem like it would be so hard to pull off.
No.
Considering there are so many flops and like missteps that like you could just learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got the golden example in Warframe, and then you've got shite like Destiny 1 based reality.
Mm-hmm.
How do you not like learn from both those and then automatically put out like something good? Like, how is Anthem bad in today's day and age? I don't get it.
I don't know, man. BioWare, EA, there's so many questions.
And Ubisoft have the benefit of learning. I sort of consider this is a weird statement, that Division 1 was sort of like the early access for Division 2. Because I know that it's so similar where it picked off in terms of quality going straight into this, right? And Nick, you played Division 1, so does it feel all that different playing this
game? No, it feels very much the same towards the end.
I feel like Ubisoft, that happens with them sometimes. They'll put out like the Training Wheels game where it's like, we're testing the waters, and then like the banger will come out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, Watch Dogs 2 was much better than Watch Dogs 2, 1.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like a lot of their games come out and they're kind of like, eh, and then they are like, oh shit, we got to fix this. Division 2 didn't launch great. I quit after a very shortly in that game.
Division 1,
yeah. And now this game, right out of the gate, solid. For me, I mean, so if we're going to talk about like a little bit of criticisms, I'd say like there's definitely been a slew of audio issues.
Sound, yeah.
Sound is like the number one thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if it's my PC or whatever.
No, and I've heard that reported across the board. Yeah.
I'll have things completely cut out to where they sound like that shitty fucking Tom Cruise Mummy movie trailer that launched in 2017.
Yeah,
where
it's like one person's voice screaming.
Yeah, it's like they forgot to turn on the other tracks and you just hear like dead guys like in the background.
Yeah, and Andy had one of those today.
Yeah, I had some girl like screaming, dying like on repeat while we were in a building, and it was just like everywhere I'd go, I just heard this lady like
just burning to death.
And I'm just like, I'm sick of hearing this. Get me out.
Yeah.
Well, it goes deeper than that, though. If you have Logitech headsets and you're playing on PC, you should not play with your headset.
Is it USB
glitch?
Only?
Yeah. It's because if you have the USB drivers, there's a glitch right now where at some point you'll lose your audio for everything and your frame rate will tank maybe about 15 or 10 frames and you won't get it back. Unless
you restart the
computer and unplug it and play without it. So that's actually what I'm doing right now. I don't know if you guys know, because I'm using my recording setup to play
and not
my Logitech headset, because I play with Mikey and I lost audio in the first 10 minutes and I could not get it back.
So you got on the speakers and then you got your mic on the desk.
I'm into another pair of headphones.
Okay.
So it's not, so we don't get any feedback, but it's annoying. I wish that wasn't an issue. But aside from that,
Yeah, then like one other minor gripe is I wish that you could join friends immediately from the menu instead of loading in the game, then loading into their instance.
You know, these are all things annoying that I could see them adding in.
They're fixable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're fixable, very
usable, easy fix.
Other than that, I think it's kind of just up to taste, really. You know, like there's a grind, there's a loop.
Yeah, I mean, and there's also the argument that the game gets kind of monotonous because how much can you do with human enemies? But honestly, the different factions, they all play differently when you're playing them, to the point that just by the movements in the combat, I know, oh, these are the hyenas, these are the true sons.
Yeah.
So I think they've done really great with the AI so far, and it's actually been pretty challenging at certain points that we have to work as a group.
Yeah, I mean, it's like any other loot game, though. It's like you get the fucking, like Destiny.
Yeah.
You get the, what are they even called?
I don't know. I was about to say Scar, but that's Anthem.
Yeah, I just think of Halo.
The Vandals.
Like, the Vandals.
You got the Covenant.
Scrindles, the Grandals.
Yeah. Whatever. You got the different enemy types, and they all have different things. But I also just want to shout out a couple things. Now, first of all, I shit on the sound, which keeps cutting out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the sound design is, there's been multiple times where I think people are actually in the room with me in the game.
Yeah.
Like, the sound design is amazing.
Yeah, when it's working, it's great.
I actually get frightened. Like, I think that people are talking behind me sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then also the world. Yeah, how do you guys feel about the open world? Because I think it's pretty damn good.
Well, they one-to-one, essentially. I mean, obviously, it's not exact.
It's
but
pretty damn
mapped,
close.
DC. And that means that there's an actual varied world. It's not just generic streets.
Yeah. if we're going to talk about design, I think it'd be probably better to talk about the specific dungeon, quote unquote, locations. Because
I like the museums and stuff.
I mean, you weren't playing with us today, but like we went into the space and flight. Oh my God. Every different room you went into was sick. It was like, here's the planetary room. Oh, this is dang.
Here's the Mars room.
Here's the Mars room.
I'm excited to replay it.
What was the one with the Vietnam? Was that the American History,
the History Museum?
Yeah. I mean, it's so cool. It reminds me of, there was a point in Bioshock Infinite that you go to into a museum and it had that same vibe. Where every room was different.
Yeah. I mean, for a game that's largely just like, here's the grind, kill enemies, run away, the set pieces are really cool.
Yeah.
The scenery, the wildlife, the AI is in total really good.
Yeah.
Between the NPCs that are on your side, gathering materials.
Yeah.
And then, like, even the enemies are really smart. They'll shoot you when you're down. They'll fucking flank you. They'll throw grenades, like, perfectly, so you have to actually dodge them.
Yep. And then there's sense of exploration. There's little side nooks and crannies.
Yep.
But you could just explore the map and kind of just do the game like that. You know? You don't have to hop around from mission to mission or go to some fucking node to spawn in the matchmaking to get sent out into the same world that you're at 40 times in a
row. While you're looting.
Yeah. Loot while you're looting.
Just constantly finding shit.
But yeah, I mean, I'm having a great time with the game so far. We'll have to see once we get to the Dark Zones how the PvP is working with that.
Yeah, I'm psyched for that.
But.
Yeah, I think it's a really solid release. It was a game like we talked about that I'm kind of like, I'll play that. But now I'm genuinely like, this is my game right now.
Yeah,
like I just love playing it. Yeah, so
I agree. And this is kind of a weird comparison, but I told Andrew the other day, like I'm a beer guy and I like Sam Adams a lot. Sam Adams because they're consistent all like pretty much all the time.
And they're also
when
like
I pull something off the shelf, it's like, oh, it's gonna be pretty good. It's Sam Adams,
right?
And that's Ubisoft for me now.
Yeah,
because I know that like in the last few years, it's like, oh, they're consistent. They're not amazing. Right? Or maybe they are at certain moments, but they're consistent, and I really like them for that.
Ubisoft has fucking come back
swinging.
They've
stepped it up.
They've stepped it up. Most of their games, like, I want to just say overall, their worlds have been amazing.
Yeah.
Like, New Dawn map was so great. The map in fucking latest Assassin's Creed was beautiful. The last two, where it's just immersive, every little detail. Their designers and their art directors right now at each Ubisoft studio working on these games are fucking talented.
Yeah, I know. And I really like it. Like, stand out one of the best qualities of like the division particularly.
Hell yeah.
But anyway, we were contacted by Bedtime Digital who for a Switch code for Figment, their new indie game. It's a 3D isometric adventure game. Andrew, you started playing it.
I did. So this game is really cool. I read online while I was looking at it and thinking about the code and downloading it and everything about what's it about. And the one of the lines that really I think sums it up perfectly is it's like a Dr. Seuss puzzle game.
Okay.
So the art style is like isometric, where you're looking down into like this 3D-ish world.
And you're like this little gnome dude? Like, what are like, you?
So it's called Figment, and like, so the main story of the game is that I'm pretty sure you're in somebody's memory or brain.
Yeah.
And so there's three nightmares that come attack them. There are these three like nightmare characters that are like corrupting the worlds.
Yeah.
So you travel between these places. There's a world hub, and then you travel between the other worlds to like hunt down and defeat the nightmares, which are like the main bosses.
Okay.
And so it's just a puzzle game where you run around, there's some cute little characters, all the trees are really like slanky and like, you know, colorful. Yeah. it all looks and plays like what would be a Dr. Seuss book.
Kind of. That's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say also like Nightmare Before Christmas, but obviously not as dark.
A little bit. Yeah. It's just got like this really cool, quirky art style, and it's perfect on the Switch.
Yeah.
Like it's just another game that's perfect for a handheld. And due to the Switch's like, you know, obviously better hardware than back in the day with like Game Boys and stuff, you kind of get this beautiful little vibrant game on your handheld, which I think is awesome.
I'm glad it's a place for those types of games.
I only put like a couple hours into it. I got like a little bit deeper into it, but I haven't gotten super far yet. But I'm excited to keep playing this one.
Cool.
And just have it on in the rotation on
Thanks
the Switch.
Thanks for the code.
Yeah, thank you. Shouts out.
I was able to get into the Spellbreak Early Access. This is a battle royale game.
Whoa, what the fuck? I haven't heard of this one.
Yeah.
What's the difference? All right, so first question. Tell me what's the difference.
Fucking magic, bro.
It's magic.
It's magic.
You cast spells.
Wasn't Realm Royale a little bit magical?
Yeah, like, I guess so. But this is going hard on the mage thing. So you drop in. You get different gloves that give you different spells.
Gloves.
Different spells. And then you it's much more brawly.
So you loot gloves?
You loot gloves.
Yeah.
You get like a lightning glove and you zap a boy. And then it's like a brawl.
Or girl.
It's the engagements are longer than your typical battle royale game. I'll tell you that. But I've had fun with it so far.
What do you mean
by
that? Like everyone's got like lots of armor, so you're just smashing each other.
And there's
what the fuck?
because of the moves that you get with the spells, there's a good amount of like, I'm going to boost myself up into the air and flying around and shit and like and the verticality is
okay. So if you drop into Hogwarts, do you get the killing curse?
There ain't no Hogwarts.
Oh, and Dankwarts.
That's the thing though. The map, I mean, this is closed alpha right now. You can apply to get into it if you want to. It's Epic Games, by the way, that have it on their Epic Games store. It's kind of a really boring map, and I know it's so early that they need to change it, but right now it's literally just like,
I don't need another VR, man.
With a field and like ruined castles. And it's like, where's the fucking like magma area?
It's just
like
a gimmick again. It's just, I don't need a magic one.
Well,
what's the art style like?
It's it's cartoonish. It's cartoonish.
Like Fortnite?
Yeah, it's similar. It's like a mix between Fortnite and Dauntless, I would say. Yeah, that's the closest approximation I can give it. Maybe Fable. A little tinge of that in there in terms of the way the characters look. But, you know, when you're looking at the Battle Royale genre, I think it's that we're at the point where it's just like, what flavor do you want? Do you want like kind of kiddie-ish, cartoon, fun, lighthearted, just like whatever, Fortnite? Or do you want like you're trying to simulate like military operations with PUBG? Like, what do you want? You know, and you like magic, you like Hogwarts, here's your version of that.
This genre, man, I can't take it anymore. Throw it all in the compactor.
Yeah, but like, throw it right in the trash.
Throw it in the trash?
And just compact it in a small cube.
Have you reached fatigue for Battle Royale? I think you've been.
Well, I mean,
I have.
Yeah. I have definitely. So Apex, there was a sharp slope off. So I gave that game a great review, and I still think it deserves that score.
Yeah.
Especially just the way it launched out of nowhere and everything. But it needs the battle pass, and everyone's been echoing this.
It feels like they're like a week too late here or something like
they
that.
They need more incentive, and they need like more shit to come out. I don't know why it feels that way for this specific game where like others had more time. But for me, I need a little bit more incentive to keep hopping into that game.
Yeah. Yeah, I can agree with that.
But yeah, you know. Fucking everyone just
throw it in the trash compactor.
So that's what's loaded up.
Yeah.
At the tail end here, like I mentioned at the end of the beginning of the podcast, we got some fucking release dates, some things that we're interested in coming out. Pete, you got this game, The Sinking City.
Yeah, I'll head it off here. March 21st, Xbox One and PS4. This is a game that is based on Call of Cthulhu, which was an RPG.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They actually have a whole Call of Cthulhu game.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, too.
Was supposed to be a new adaptation of that, but they ended up ditching the Call of the Cthulhu name and making it into its like own kind of thing. Mm. And it's, you know, Lovecraftian horror, similar to Bloodborne, and I like that. And the reason I put this on here is because in terms of horror, I think you risk being very gimmicky with like, here's another fucking zombie game, here's Dracula, you know, whatever. This is more psychological, and I think the idea of like, everyone's insane. Am I actually experiencing this, or is there some cosmic being manipulating my mind right now? I like that kind of gig. So that's why I put this on the list.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's why you woke up feeling like a meatball.
Yeah, I woke up. I've been sick since like Tuesday, and I've felt like a fucking meatball like monster from Bloodborne every day, like every morning.
Just trash dangling.
Like I'm dangling from the ceiling, just dropping down, flopping onto the floor in a meat
pile. No, stop! Get out of bed with a splash.
I'm just a meat pile. I just flop off the bed. I'm like wet meat that you're trying to...
You're like meat wad from fucking Aqua Teen.
I'm like an uncooked meatloaf every time.
Try to picture Screet just right now, just sweaty meat boy, just a little bit drippy onto the mic.
Oh, like just like the best cats? I mean the worst cats?
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about that another time. This shitty-ass fucking Tumblr account.
No, stop.
Anyway, Pete, you know what? Listen, I just want to shout out. A lot of these changes are Screet's idea, and I love them all. And Nick, they're the brain children here. And I like the idea here that we kind of pick each of our own, like, sort of release date.
Yeah.
Of course, there's going to be times where things overlap, but it's cool. I think this is a good idea. So Pete's pick was The Sinking City. And then, Nick, you got this fucking... We got this dank ass.
I mean, this is kind of all of us, too.
It is all of us. This is
really all of us. But Sekiro Shadows Die Twice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. From Software, back at it. With the man himself, Miyazaki. We know it's out on the 22nd for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Hype.
I wish it was multiplayer, though.
Just straight hype.
That's the only thing.
You know, we have this tradition with the Bloodborne and the Dark Souls games that we get it on PS4 and we would play it on voice chat and co-op and stuff like that. This isn't, but I'm still getting it for PS4.
Are we going to jump in the voice chat?
I don't know. I feel like I need to still do that tradition.
Wait, so this is coming out this Tuesday?
This,
I think it's Friday?
Friday. Is it Friday?
It's Friday.
Yeah, you're right. It's Friday.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it'd be cool if we do the whole co-op thing. It's kind of a letdown. That's mean, you know, if we're going to go back to our roots of the podcast, I mean, you would want to have this be co-opable, but at the same time, I'm going to try to fly through this as soon as possible and get a review up, maybe even a video review if possible, ASAP. Like, I know it's coming out that Friday, and I might not go to work.
Dude, hell yeah. I didn't know that. That's good to hear.
All I know is this game's going to kick my ass, and I'm probably not going to be able to beat it.
There's so many games right now.
But looking at the footage for it, because there was a long test footage where they showed people like they can play for a couple hours. Shout out to Vadi Video. Also, he has great videos.
That dude's fucking awesome.
He broke the shit down very good about what RPG elements they're adding, and you can do multiple routes for the same mission, and just the way the active... way that you have to engage with enemies. It's not just fat rolling and dodge rolling like in the Soulsborne games. It's more of like, oh, this enemy, you need to like jump up in the air and get out of the way of the sweeping sword, or dodge it, or parry. Like, it varies, and you have to switch those things up the entire time.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's gonna make me have to think.
Well, that's kind of, I mean, I don't know if
I'll be able to think hard enough to beat this. But
Neo had a little bit of that where you had to change stances and stuff like that and weapons. So. If you've played that game, it's a little bit similar. Also, fucking Feudal Japan. It's going to be the year of that shit.
Yeah.
I bet you we get an Assassin's Creed announcement for the next Feudal Japan game. Like, where else are they going to go?
Yeah, I mean, where?
I think they'll ever go modern.
Antarctica.
I'm pretty sure that there
Penguins.
Was...
Penguins. Assassin.
Pretty sure there was mentioned that they're going to ancient Rome next.
What the fuck?
I'm kind of okay with that.
But, like, ancient Rome...
They already did Italy.
But, like, yeah.
No, that was during, like, the Renaissance.
Crusades,
stuff,
but...
This is, like, Caesar shit.
No, but I don't need
gladiators.
But, like, they just did Greece.
To shove it in the trash?
But, like, I mean, they don't shove it in the trash, but...
I know.
Think about the amount of asset flips they're going to have.
Yeah. That's true.
I don't know if I like that.
Acid flips.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's just a lot of Greek things and Italian things are going to overlap.
Yeah.
So
can't get around it.
More of the same.
An economic move, it might make sense.
It makes sense that way.
They're at the risk of like gaining fatigue over their last three games now.
I'm afraid though, because it's going to be really samey. You look at like the map, the geographic locations. I mean, you got Egypt, and like you go up across the Mediterranean, and then you got fucking Greece and Italy. Yeah. Like what?
I don't know, man.
We'll see. Anyway, last game here on the release dates before we head on to the topic of the day. We got fucking Yoshi's Crafted World coming out for the Switch finally on March 29th. This motherfucking yarn-ass game, everything looks like string.
Yeah, we got the Kirby's Epic Yarn, now we got the Yoshi's Crafted World.
It doesn't say string in the title, but it's implied.
Yeah, string is implied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll probably not get this.
PTG's all about the like yarn, the rope, the string, the thread, all of those materials, that aesthetic of that textile factory.
Yeah.
But also not. I'm not going to get this. I've never played a Yoshi game. Also, I kind of hate Yoshi. I'm just going to say this right now.
Whoa! I've never liked how Yoshi controls.
When you were growing up, as a child.
The fuck?
And you're playing N64.
Are you okay? Did you just stroke out?
I don't like what you're doing.
You're playing N64, and you have to do that level where you're just fighting a ton of Yoshis over and over again in Smash Brothers.
Oh, I fucked them up.
Did that make you... I mean, that had to make you hate Yoshi, right?
No, it made me feel great. I love
smashing Yoshi.
Them. It's
the
opposite.
You were taking over... It was a cathartic exercise of just murdering the Yoshis.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
It didn't make me go, I'm angry at these. It made me just
psyched
to just smash.
If it was 100 Yoshis ganking you, I could totally see it.
And they would never gank me. They ganked you probably because you're trash. That's probably where you have the shitty memories. Ganked by Yoshis.
Ganked by Yoshis.
Anyway, yeah, that game's coming out for Switch. That's another major release, so keep an eye out for that. All right, y'all, that's been the fucking loaded up time. Are we ready to move on to our topic of the day? Did we even mention our topic of the day?
No, we
did. Top? No. We didn't even mention it.
People saw it in the description of the episode.
Yeah, y'all saw what it's about. I hope you clicked on for that. Let's do it.
It's time for topic of the day.
Grand Theft Auto as a Sony exclusive.
What the fuck?
Ha!
So, there was a bit of news that came out last week. There was a financial report from MarketWatch that at the bottom of it, talking about like different movements in the market and the stocks and stuff, that Sony was looking to buy Take-Two Interactive, who owned Rockstar Games, right? And of course, the gaming industry picked up on that. And they were like, well, shit, is this true?
What?
And since then, the person who reported that says, oh, no, it's just market chatter. It's not like a verified 100% thing. And Sony went out and said that, oh, no, we're not. You know, that's speculative. That's not something that we're actually doing, right?
I don't know.
But what if?
But what if?
But like.
Like, what if Sony did have like, GTA and Red Dead Redemption as possible exclusives?
This is fucking crazy. I mean, we're living in
Could
a world
you see
where
that even happening.
I mean, listen.
Yes,
we're living in a world. Well, so they've already had partnerships a lot of the time, right? Where Sony's gotten things first in GTA and Red Dead, and I think as a company, I can't see Rockstar or Take Two being like, yeah, you know, the games where we made billions, let's like half that, essentially, maybe less than half, you know, maybe like a third gone.
I think it'd be probably a hostile takeover. I don't think they'd really have a say in the matter.
What do you mean hot? You mean acquired? You
yeah,
mean
they are. I would acquired. Think they'd be acquired. I think the money.
They have a choice, though, dude.
It'd be like, whatever it is to take 51% of the controlling shares was like $13 billion or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Well, which Sony had the money for.
Yeah, and Sony would have to give them an offer that they can't refuse. I mean, obviously Take-Two could be like, no, we're good. We're not going to get bought out right now. But you have to think about it from like a bottom line perspective, right? If Grand Theft Auto was cut off from Xbox and from PC, all of those that and Red Dead, all those microtransaction money that you're getting in, like, you're cutting that off. So would it even make sense for Sony to discontinue that?
I don't think Sony would
make it
exclusive.
In the name of exclusive?
I don't know if they'd make it exclusive, but I think what would definitely happen is they'd fucking... What was I thinking? I completely forgot as I was saying it.
Well,
it's something to do with money.
Yeah.
Microtransactions. I think. I don't know.
All right. We'll double back to you, man.
Double back to me.
But anyway, with the partnership, the very, very likely partnership between Microsoft and Nintendo.
Very likely? I don't
know,
dog.
It's like all but confirmed at this point. How could Sony one-up them? And I've been thinking to myself, well, do they just double down on their exclusives, right? Do they just say, like, well you're going to get the best games here, so why go elsewhere? Or should they follow in the path of what Microsoft is doing? And maybe in an acquisition like this, be like, yeah, Rockstar Games is the first party now. And then they double down on their software being like, we have the best software.
Yeah, that's a possibility. But then what I was also thinking is, this is what I was thinking before.
Oh.
Was so I feel like if this was to happen, it would change fundamentally the output of Take-Two and Rockstar.
Yeah.
Because they would definitely demand more. There wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, 8 years between games?
Yep.
Nah. Mm-hmm. It would be like, they'd probably, which would likely lead to a decline in quality, which would likely lead to, like, the decline
people, like,
of
leaving the
studios.
Studio and stuff.
I don't think Sony really does that sort of thing, which makes me lean towards the side of what Nick was saying, which I don't think they'd become an exclusive platform to PlayStation.
Yeah.
But I don't think this is happening.
Well, it's tough.
I really don't.
Now that I'm thinking about it, because it's Take-Two, it's not Rockstar, so... Take-Two also puts out like things
2K,
like the Y2K, like 2K, 2K franchise. And the thing is, Sony has an exclusive thing on MLB The Show already.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And now I'm starting to think about it. I think they do like a half and half type thing where like they can get greedy and maybe make some of the in-house studios just straight up first party exclusive. But like they never make obviously Rockstar first
2K
party exclusive. But
crazy.
I think 2K, I mean... That'd be crazy, but a lot of that's well people go there for their basketball games.
There is
you know?
A precedent for it, yeah.
It's insane. And it's, I mean, that happening and then in tandem with Nintendo being on Switch with fucking Game Pass or something, this would be one of the craziest years in gaming if this shit actually was to be announced and happened.
Yeah.
Along with the fact that E3 is likely in its death throes. Like, if you guys have been keeping up with the news on that, there's no way E3 is lasting another 2 years. This has got to be the last year of E3 after seeing how many people just dip out of it.
I think it'll just change into being more of like a trade show and people going in like a Comic-Con type thing.
I mean, so I had a coworker go, I want to go to E3 this year, tangent really quickly. And
sure.
I was like, go to PAX East, don't go to E3.
Yeah, don't go to E3.
Yeah.
Because I would never recommend going to E3. It's mostly just going to be digital now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's either going to go fully on the TV and streamed or just whatever.
Yeah. So Sony's sitting out E3 completely.
Yeah.
So they're going to not, I mean, they're not going to be there to be like, to try to chest pump themselves while Microsoft
didn't
and Sony.
Didn't Microsoft announce that they were also just doing a stream?
No.
I don't know.
EA is doing something outside of it. But no, I mean, there's also recent news these last couple of weeks. Microsoft announced that they're putting Xbox Live onto iOS and Android. We know that there's already a PSN app, right? But this is different because it's including achievement support for mobile game developers. So they're really going hard on like all our stuff everywhere, streaming games, everything is hooked in, right? Mm. Master Chief Collection coming to PC. So again,
massive.
Again,
huge. Massive.
I mean, also like, what? Yeah, I mean, that was huge in the news too, the Master Chief Collection. But before we get there,
yeah,
like this homogenization of all these platforms and games, how do you guys feel about the studio acquisitions then after last year's E3, knowing the way Microsoft is really heading? Like, do you really care anymore if they acquired these things? Because you're not going to only be able to play them there.
Mm.
It's not like I'm sitting there going like, yeah, Microsoft, like coming back.
The point is that you're playing them through Microsoft's services. I could see many of these games being like part of Game Pass, right? And they're incentivizing, oh, you can play all of these games in Game Pass. 100%. Some of these new first party studios, maybe even the ones who, like Ninja Theory, right? Like, what if one of their new games, a great narrative game, we have it on Game Pass, you can get that in here. They're doubling down on that whole concept.
I guess so.
That's the point. And then you can now play Game Pass streamed to as many places as possible.
Yeah, okay. So then to bring that all back around again, then definitely I think Sony, even if, yeah, because Pete, you tweeted like, oh, or is there such like a self-fulfilling prophecy? Is Sony actually going to do it?
Yeah, they, right.
100%, I think, would be the 100% the wrong move.
Why?
I think this would paint them strictly as a villain. Because even if they weren't going to keep their games exclusive, even if they kept them third party, you would still just, I think, be painting yourself as this corporate monster that's like mine.
Eating things.
As opposed to the way like Microsoft is like trying to band together. I still think it paints them as a villain.
Well, I mean, you say that. Is that because Take-Two is such like a huge part of the industry? And
yeah,
people have such,
I mean, Rockstar's
a love,
fucking
right? People
beloved,
have such
yeah.
a love for them, and they have such an impact on the industry as people who make games, right?
To have a corporate controller over them, that's like saying, like, okay, I love Black Box Studios, they made Skate, but then EA fucking crushed them. Same thing with BioWare.
So is it synonymous to the same thing that Microsoft is doing, though? Like Microsoft buying Ninja Theory, buying people who make We Happy Few, you know?
I don't see that, though, because those are like indie studios that need like a handout.
Yeah.
Almost.
Or they need that extra
push to go from AA to AAA.
But can't the argument be made that the creativity and what made that studio good from the base, you know, be lost when they get acquired by a major
publisher? Definitely can be. I mean, you look at the case of No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
You know, millions of dollars pushed from Sony's marketing budget and flopped immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that wasn't good for the indie studio. Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to tell because I don't know. How many times do you really see like a small indie studio make a hit and then get picked up immediately by a big studio and then continue to do well? It's hard to like really place companies that do that.
Maybe we do just hear the negatives louder than the success.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to tell.
Because there's definitely companies that have done that. I don't know. Personally, listen, I'm going to be devil's advocate here. I fuck with Sony. Like, I know, Nick, you grew up being a Sony fan, but I don't have a problem with any of the things they're doing. Like, a lot of people like to shit on the crossplay. A lot of people like to shit on the exclusive thing. I think that what they're doing is smart. And I think that what they're doing,
what is that thing that they're doing? Having the best games?
Having the best games only on their platform. I think if you're to say at the end of the road, here's the two outcomes. Mm-hmm. You can only play these games that are amazing games on this platform, or hey, we have a handful of like pretty mediocre stuff, or pretty great stuff on this, but it's like everywhere. I have the luxury of not having to choose.
Yeah.
So I can't really say for everybody, mm-hmm. but for me, I'm looking at this going like, yeah, fucking Sony, keep putting the pressure on other people to make better games, because there hasn't been a Microsoft exclusive since Sunset Overdrive that I've gave a fuck about. Straight up. Crackdown flopped. Forza Motorsport is the same shit every year.
Yeah.
Like, they need innovation. They need, like, fuck Halo. Drop Halo already. Halo's a dead series. Like, stop putting money into this fucking thing already.
Oh,
like,
well,
I'm somebody who grew up with this shit. Yeah. I'm somebody who's Halo. I got an Xbox because of Halo. And I'm out here saying, like, fuck that. Like, move on. This company
I know you're saying that, but that's their flagship title. So
their flagship stuff isn't good enough. Gears of War is a shitty story. It doesn't. I don't give a fuck about what's going on. We didn't make it past the first five acts. It's boring. It's the same shit. They need to innovate, and I think that's what they're trying to do. Right? Yeah, but I don't. As somebody who owns a PC and a PlayStation, why am I ever going to get it on Xbox?
So you have a lack of faith based on what they have done in recent years, and I think a lot.
Like most people do.
I think a lot is sort of like up in the air for the future, right? I'm optimistic, but I'm very also waiting to see these studio acquisitions and these moves that they're making. They're promising that they will have better quality and you can get this stuff on Game Pass. You can play it everywhere, whatever. They've made investments saying we're going to have better Microsoft exclusives, right? But that means you can play it a bunch of places, right? I don't know how those games will be. And we have to see how they will be. We don't know right now, to be honest. And so all we can do is based on our prior experiences. So far, Sony has had better exclusives than Microsoft.
All right. That's it. So to round this back out to our general topic of the day, GTA, is it Sony exclusive? Bring it. I would like it. I'm down to play GTA and Red Dead only in one place. I don't give a fuck. If they do that, that's a power move in my opinion. If you're limiting the access of this amazing franchise to only one platform, then I'm going to fucking play on that platform. That's it, period. If they do that, they're going to drive people to their platforms, kicking and screaming if they want. There aren't enough people in the world that are going to go, fuck Sony. I'm going to rebel against that. There aren't enough people that are going to do that. There's people that are going to settle and go, fuck it, I guess I have to get it on Sony because that's the only place I can play.
Yeah.
And while I think that's grimy and not necessarily the best business practice, I see it being the one that wins in the long run. And if I was to bet on either side, you know, there are fiscal things that I don't understand. I don't understand the blanket that Microsoft is trying to build where it's like everything they're doing is they're getting money from. They're getting money from every platform. They're getting money from all these things. But as it stands now and what I'm seeing happen, I don't think it's going to be good enough.
Yeah.
And really all I want is a place to play my games that is enticing. Because right now my fucking Xbox is gaining dust. And I'm just playing games on PC, really, right now.
Well, I have a question here for you guys. Sony can just continue to have the best games only that you can play there and continue to only be exclusive to their hardware.
Yeah.
But do you think that's the only move they can make? Because would it be a concession now for them to open up and take essentially the same philosophy that Microsoft is doing everyone plays, we all win?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think they should. I would say don't. I'd say they should double down. Because in the long run, you can... Here's the thing. This is how I feel about it. You can always expand later on.
Yeah.
And say, this game can be ported here. As opposed to, it's everywhere. And we just quality over quantity is really all I'm saying at the end of the day. It's like, I'd rather have three amazing games on my PlayStation than 50 fucking games I could play on my Switch, play on my fucking thing.
Yeah.
I don't care about that.
But you can still have first-party games. Like, what if Death Stranding, instead of being only on Sony's console, whatever that may be, if it is PlayStation 5, if they said, well, it's going to be available on Xbox and PC now,
and then more people can play that game. Then I'd play it on whatever platform my friends have it on. I think when it comes to multiplat, it comes down to where are your friends and are you playing it with them? Period. Unless you're someone like me.
I'm an advocate. I think what Microsoft is doing is ultimately good for their bank, but ultimately consumer friendly. And I think that it is painting Sony as not consumer friendly. And I think for games that I enjoy playing, it would be great if more people could play Bloodborne because they could play it on PC or wherever else. Not just PlayStation. I love that game.
I don't know when exclusives became not consumer friendly though. That's how the video game industry has always been. And I think that it's a good thing, personally.
I'm looking at it from an art perspective. Because I want my favorite games, things that I enjoy playing, that have had an impact on me, available to the largest amount of people, because maybe that'll inspire someone to go make better games too.
The majority of things that have been impactful to you are M-rated games. The Last of Us is not a game that every kid can play. Period. Or should.
Yeah.
You know? So...
No, yeah, I get what you're saying.
The majority of kid-friendly games are multi-platform.
But the reason why we say, like, you know, back to, like, my whole, like, one platform, these things are computers. There's no reason.
Well,
There's no reason.
If you're going to argue in that respect, yeah, there's a lot of other things to bring up, like the fact that you have to pay for another online service. Master Chief Collection, it's been confirmed you won't have to pay for Xbox Live Gold to play it on PC. Great move.
Yeah.
That's incentivizing.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that's going to put money in Steam, in Valve's pockets, and also in fucking, you know, Microsoft's. But, like, it's... I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm trying to get at.
I don't know. It's a wide open question here, just this whole thing, to be honest. And there's a lot of speculative. Maybe we'll hear more about the tech side about these things at Game Developer Conference at GDC.
It's going to take years to flesh out actually who's doing the right thing or, like, the better thing here.
Yeah.
And I think you're right. Ultimately, it's a more consumer-friendly practice from Microsoft. But, you know...
I don't know.
I like when Sony goes, you can only play Bloodborne here. And I say, okay. And then I play one of my favorite games of all time.
You go, okay, you got the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, I remember watching E3 like a couple years ago and just having this like lineup of great games. And I'm like, well, they won. Like, they have the greatest shit.
It's about games. That's all it is.
Mm.
And, you know, Microsoft might be taking the approach of like, those games can be played everywhere. And I'm like, cool, but also I want good games. I don't want to play Crackdown 3 on my Switch.
Any last thoughts,
Nick? Trash.
No, I think because I've made my opinion on this stated. I've stated for multiple, I suppose. Times, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
The only winning solution is a unified platform. That's it.
Yes.
That's
it. And I agree with that, but I don't think it'll ever happen.
It'll probably never happen.
Mm.
But so we're so close to that. I mean,
I mean, let me close with one final question. If Microsoft was to make that a reality for you, like if they're the ones that are getting closest to it, can they convert you as somebody that's been a Sony, slightly Nintendo fan your life?
I mean, nowadays, I wouldn't say I'm so fan of either anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I got the PlayStation 4 back then because I didn't a college kid and have money to buy both. But now, who gives a shit? I'll buy both.
Yeah.
So, yeah. 100%.
I mean, you both would play games on Xbox.
Yeah.
If they had, yeah.
Something that was enticing? Probably. Because I'd have the money to buy the Xbox back then. No way.
Have you used an Xbox One?
Yeah, the HUD's not.
It's the worst.
It's pretty bad.
I have an Xbox
Shove it
One
in
X.
The, trash
the most powerful console in the world, and it fucking still runs like shit.
Yeah. Well, anyway, praise the gamers. Let us know what you think. Should Grand Theft Auto be a Sony exclusive? What do you think about that? I don't know.
It's just
there is no right answer.
There is no right answer. All right. It's time to throw it in the garbage.
You mean just shove it straight in the trash?
Yeah, it's like a cornucopia, but it's actually a trash
can. You mean just scrunch it in?
Yes. Brand new section.
I'm ready.
Nick, you're going to lead us in. Trash compactor.
All right, so you got to take Donald Duck, take him by the neck.
By the neck?
And just put him straight in the trash.
Wait, are you putting his head first?
No.
Or are you scrunching, no,
what are we, scrunching what, his body
what,
first?
What are we throwing in the compactor today?
Kingdom Hearts, the franchise in general.
The entire thing? You mean all like 72 games?
We're going
games,
in
like
for
the
whole...
Let's fuck it up.
Fucking
you mean
franchise.
Point 0.1, point 0.2, point 0.3, point 0.4,
yeah,
point
yeah,
5?
Yeah,
decimals.
Yeah, yeah. Get all the Roman numerals, whatever you got.
The fractions?
Bring in the windings. I don't give a shit.
Dream Throw the math in the trash?
Dream drop dingle.
And stream truck dang.
Take the gorsh and shove it in the trash, all right?
Where do you want to start with
Nick,
shitting
Nick,
on this?
You've been the biggest fan of Kingdom Hearts amongst
us. I don't know
us.
If fan is the right word.
You stuck it out. You were like, I'm just going to play this trash.
I've never seen anyone martyr themselves over a game harder than you have.
I've martyred twice in the past, like, month.
I don't know why. Time is too precious.
I'm probably not going to do that as much anymore.
I can't.
Now that I'm starting my grad program. But
I can't.
Did you...
Yeah,
continue playing this series just out of obligation? Like,
I wanted to see it to the end.
Okay.
All right. There is like a
is this the end?
There, get there. It's not, but we'll get there. So I recently beat Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah.
I didn't put it in What's Loaded Up because I figured we'd be talking about it more now.
Mm-hmm.
And it left me feeling ways. Things.
Ways.
He's trembling.
Well, Nick, let me ask you a question. Is this Death Stranding? I don't know what Death Stranding is, but maybe it's Kingdom Hearts.
I can't tell you, like, in general, like complexity in a storyline, what do you guys feel? Bad or good thing?
Not a good thing.
Not a good thing.
I think there's a happy medium.
Okay.
For me, it's everything in moderation.
The presentation is the most important part of that. So if you present a complex thing in a really stupid way, then yeah, I don't like it. And I know because I've played Kingdom Hearts before.
That's what I'm getting at.
Parts of it.
I mean, I did tweet the, is this Death Stranding? Because I was kind of taking a shot at Kojima because Metal Gear is convoluted as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can follow it, at least.
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts, you can't. And I've tried. From videos, from reading things, to playing them.
Do you have charts?
You like... just can't. Because even on the official wiki, there are things that say, like, quote, and somehow they do this. Is somehow a word in the official wiki? Why do you break your own fucking lore?
They cut corners every game. That things just happen.
They make a rule. They make a rule, and they fucking break it immediately. Nothing means anything. And it got me thinking, who is this game really for?
Yeah, that was going to be my question, is like, you're going to make a game that's so complicated and makes no sense for kids?
I don't understand the target audience of Kingdom Hearts.
Me neither.
Let me ask you something, though. Is the story of Kingdom Hearts the most important thing to it? Or is it mostly like the moment-to-moment type stuff?
But that's
I'm going to Disneyland.
How do you even ask that question? Because what people find important in the game is going to be different, varying on you know who's playing it.
That's true.
I mean, did I play it for the story? I tried to. There was an element of that in there. Did I play it for the Disney locales? I mean, I really didn't grow up playing Disney things or watching Disney movies as much, so I didn't really care as much.
Played it for the Final Fantasy?
That was a reason back when I started it, yeah, so it was a little...
Now there's no more.
Now I was really disappointed to see that that's out.
Throw that in the trash.
Throw that straight in the garbage. Compact it into a little cube and then put it back in the compactor again.
Oh, cubes like your ship?
And then put it into the cubes and add it to your gummy ship.
Your fucking dumbass gummy ship.
Oh,
garbage
shot.
Fuck those loading screens where you have to go through every fucking, oh, I'm going to another world? Let me do a 3-minute little gun ship.
Listen, I actually enjoyed those.
All right.
For so like 2 seconds.
The gummy ships in 1 and 2, trash. 3 actually added some variety to it.
Two is horrible.
Some good things. But like ultimately... You've got these like slick looking like enemies that are like really shiny in this engine, and it's just like you got this fucking blocky ass piece of shit that you made.
It's Legos.
It's so bad.
They were trying to make like a giant flying dick just going through space.
So that's what they were trying to do. They tried to make Legos. There's like, oh, we got Disney, we got Final Fantasy, and we got Legos to make
just
your shit.
Flying dick crash lands into the child from Toy Story.
That would actually
room.
Be a great subreddit, like fucking gummy ship creations.
Kingdom
people
Hearts
were
Fouls.
Going hard. They were making some cool shit, actually. People put us on the subreddit, and I was really impressed that people had the effort. I look through the subreddit, and I think, damn, these people really enjoyed this. Like, they liked Kingdom Hearts.
Like, have they drank
definitive
Kool-Aid, though? Like,
liked. And I don't understand who the people behind these usernames are. Yeah. Are they 13? Are they 25 like me and played the early ones when they were young?
No.
Are they 7? I don't understand.
I'll tell you who they are. They're people that... I'm going to get shit on for this.
There's
controversial segments.
Just go for it. That's the point.
They're people that still believe in Star Wars. They're people that still think that Marvel movies are the best movies that come out. They're the people that accept trash in their life, but... just shut their eyes and just think, this is it. This is what I like. They accept trash as good.
Okay.
Period. And some of them don't know better, and some of them do, but they turn a blind eye.
Mm.
Like, there's no way you can watch The Last Jedi and go, that was a good movie. It's a literal piece of shit that needs to be grinded in a trash compactor. I don't give a fuck about all you people who are like, but I'm a Star Wars fan, and like I like what I like.
No,
fuck
no,
you.
It's
garbage.
Being a fan of a franchise is never a reason to simply like...
Exactly, and
everything.
That's what
but
it
that,
is. They are fans of the franchise.
Is that it?
If anything, that gives you a license to be like, listen, here's what's wrong with this, and it makes me sad. And I think that gives you
It's just like, all right, so people will post like a meme, and it'll be like, Numara's writing style, and it'll be like, it's just some meme about like some ridiculous bullshit, and it's just like, why are you all laughing about it? Like, haha, good joke. You should be angry.
Yeah.
Your game is bad.
This should be making you angry, the fact that this makes sense, that this meme makes sense. You should be angry about
it. And it also fucking took 90 years to make. How are you just going to take forever to make these trash games? Really, though.
Honestly, you know, we say that like, oh, it took 15 years in the making, yada yada. But yeah, it does no different for the action RPG. Right now, Square has got its head up its ass in so many directions. Like, all right.
Fuck them.
You've got
Platinum. Settle down there, boy.
You've got Platinum Games out there who's putting out action RPGs that are fast paced and they're the top of the market. Bayonetta and Nier are both ridiculously good and ridiculously polished.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 15 doesn't even come close. And then you're going to take a step back and then Kingdom Hearts. Both of those, not anywhere close to that. And then you take a look at the slow side of action combat and you've got Dark Souls and Bloodborne, which are both fucking masterclass.
Yeah.
No one's getting anywhere near that. And somehow Square has landed firmly in the middle of both those and has just garbage systems for both.
It's like what they did is they just blindfolded everyone in their studio, put them in a black room and said, make a game. You're not allowed to go on the internet or look at anything for 10 years. And they just literally just made a game without understanding or taking reference from anything from anywhere.
What, to innovate
upon
the game itself?
That's a really good...
I thought you were just going to shit on them, but you actually have like a good point.
No,
there.
That's very accurate.
That's what Square has done for years.
So they have like blinders on. They're like, all right, we got to have enough fan service here. We got to have enough like animation.
Even Disney
fans. But like take out all the Final Fantasy, but also like we need Frozen in here, but also we need to make it control like a PlayStation 2 game.
Exactly. Here's one more thing to shit on. The fucking Disney fans. All right, the rides, great. I love going to rides. How about every time you try and open a chest, you go for a goddamn ride? Disney fans, you're still going to sit there and go, you know what? I'll just do one more lap on the roller coaster. Fuck that. Throw it in the trash.
No, I mean, when a kid's like dinner's ready and their mom's like, hey, kid, hey, Johnny, dinner's ready. And you're like, all right,
dinner bell.
Let me just go save real quick. But they still got that fucking, pirate ship ride?
So, it's not just the pirates, any ride.
Any goddamn ride.
Why is it mapped to Triangle?
Space Mountain, and then you go to quick save, you go talk to a Moogle real quick.
I have the perfect ending to this. But I'm going to say it
now. We just began,
ready?
Boy.
So
yeah,
we're just crashing the surface. But really, here's what I'm going to say. You want Final Fantasy characters? Play Final Fantasy 7 or fucking 6, whatever one you think's the best one. You want fucking Disney? Go ride the goddamn roller coaster in Disney World. Go watch Frozen.
Costs, like,
that's
a lot
it.
Of money.
Fuck you otherwise. You don't need to combine it.
Fuck you.
It's like swirly ice cream. Yeah, vanilla and chocolate are great together, but maybe I just want one. All right?
I mean, then don't buy the vanilla chocolate.
Yeah, but the thing is, yeah, swirly tastes good. Kingdom Hearts is bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, my analogy went a little bit bad
but,
at the end.
Like,
throw me in the trash.
Put Auntie in the compactor.
Crunched. Just get crunched.
I think a lot of the problems stem from the fact that, yeah, it looks like they've been in a blindfolded state for 10 years. And John, my brother, he'll commend it. He's probably clapping his hands right now and cheering at that line because he agrees with that so much. And I'm thinking about it at the end of the game. I tweeted, what it's like, I feel a bunch of things right now.
I feel things.
And I don't know what to feel.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it, I'm like, wow. If they had just dropped Disney and dropped the Final Fantasy characters and actually made this edgy and not made it Final Fantasy, this could have been a really good action RPG. They actually started to develop like
set pieces.
Take the bullshit out and the bare bones. You actually have the framework for something decent here. And I'm thinking like, okay, that's all right. That's maybe they can make something with this.
Are you talking about the core gameplay?
Like, the core gameplay, it's a little dated, sure, but, like, the idea of, like, going between different worlds, the idea of the Keyblades, the idea of...
I mean,
they're
pretty standard gameplay mechanics.
Yeah. The idea of like, Heartless, like, the general basic lore is okay, actually. They didn't need the billions of spin-off titles, handheld titles, to convolute everything, and then no one played half the shit, so you don't know any of the characters. Let me tell you this. There's... maybe like 7 different storylines they wrap up in the last 15 minutes of the game.
15 minutes.
You get to the first world of the game that's like unique to Kingdom Hearts 3. It's not a Disney world. And they just start like, all right, this character you really liked makes no sense. Shove him in. All right, this character was dead. All right, still alive. This one didn't have a body. Well, now it does. And it's just a boss rush of characters that should not exist currently. And you didn't do anything throughout the entire game to get those characters into that point.
Sounds like the ending of Lost.
It really... It kind of, actually.
Where it's like, wait, what?
They're in purgatory the whole time? Yeah, They're in a church? Who the fuck is that?
They're literally like, Roxas can't have a body because it doesn't exist. And then Roxas fucking flies in out of nowhere and kills the boss. You're like, oh.
And Sora was the smoke monster the whole time. I just want to also shit on really quick some of the design in Kingdom Hearts 1. I got the Kingdom Hearts 2. So I only played 1 and part of 2. Real quick. Man, Alice in Wonderland's world.
I love that world.
Again, who is this for? It's not for anyone because as an adult, I had I was confused running around the map. I didn't know where I was going, what I was supposed to be doing, what flowers I was supposed to be stepping on to lift up a pedestal to get up higher to get out of the fucking map.
You had to jump on the dais.
I didn't know where I was supposed to be the whole time.
That's true.
Like, the level design is straight up bad in some of these fucking places.
I think conceptually, like, oh, cool, I shrink down, I'm like... Yeah. Fucking Alice went, oh, cool.
That world in particular was.
Well, it's like you ordered a chocolate cake.
The way
cake.
It was presented.
It's like you ordered a chocolate cake. This beautiful. I'm going to go all these goddamn Disney worlds. I'm going to fucking hit up the Nightmare Before Christmas. And then you just get this shitty ass. Like you ordered it from Stop and Shop or something.
You're
it's
making
like you got
all these analogies today.
But that's what it is, though. It's like you have this golden concept, this golden thing. It's like, all right, we're going to take fucking Final Fantasy. You know how many people just like literally have only played these games over and over again? We're going to take Disney World. These motherfuckers live for this. They go there since they're kids. They want to chill. They want to bring their kids. Just smush them together. And then you just fucking, you forgot the flower. Shit didn't rise. And it's just a goopy piece of shit. And it makes no sense. It doesn't look, it's disfigured. It's a disfigured piece of goopy
analogy,
shit.
What would the flower be?
The flower would be like fucking...
Competent game development.
Yeah. Taking the blindfolds off.
Fucking Square
Enix.
Pulling its head out of its ass.
If you're listening, take the fucking blinders off.
Well, so did you like the game, Nick?
No.
This is called the trash compactor, Pete.
I guess, like... You know how they said, like, oh, we pulled the Final Fantasy characters out because we really wanted to focus on the strong Kingdom Hearts characters.
Nah.
Dude, no one's got any character development. Kairi, the main bitch, like, she says, like, one word. She's like, Sora, And then she gets killed.
Will she die?
Like, what the fuck?
They're no, spoiling
but,
the, what?
Fuck no, it up. But fuck yes. it up. You literally see her. She gets turned to glass and then shattered. And it's just like, well, don't worry. I still feel her out there somewhere in my heart.
She's in the heart.
Friendship.
We're going to have to put, like, a spoiler tag on
Ride
this shit
Ride the roller
now.
Coaster.
Who cares? It sucks.
I'll be with you forever.
Listen. How could it improve, first of all? And second of all, I know there's going to be people listening to us who are like, hey, man, I like Kingdom Hearts a lot. And I
yeah,
it was
well,
good.
You know what?
I want to know why if you think that.
Well, I have to say this. Trash Compactor is a comedy segment. We're shitting on things. I'm going to shit on a lot of my favorite things here, too. It doesn't matter. We're just here to have laughs.
I mean, there are quirky moments in this game I generally enjoyed.
Yeah, and the gameplay looks fun, too. The graphics are candy looking.
It's
we don't know. I just don't want to pull my punches, right? This isn't about pulling punches.
Yeah, exactly.
This is about being an asshole. This segment's for the assholes.
Pick the bad parts. They're going to pick the bad parts apart. And so unfortunately,
am I going to be like Randy or whatever his name was from what is it called? American Idol? The guy who always like was like,
it's not for me, dog.
It's all right, man.
Yeah.
It's like going to be a no from me, homie.
That's going to be me. I'm going to be like the nice guy.
Yeah, well, you're a little bitch. Fuck Kingdom Hearts.
All right, well, you asked what it could be improved, right?
That's how we've said so many things that could be improved.
This is how we've devolved.
That's what you asked? What could be improved?
That's what I asked.
Well, all right, this is what's going to be improved. Don't make it.
Stop making Kingdom Hearts.
So you're saying, you mean making more? Or
because
saying,
there's going to be more.
And stop wasting your time putting up billboards across all of Brooklyn and New York so I have to look at Goofy's dumbass fucking face everywhere I go. I'm sick of it.
How can you take anything seriously when you've got, like, Donald and Goofy? There's a segment, like, right before it starts getting really intense. Exactly. Where... Sora's like about to get like literally offed and like the bad guy's getting away and Donald steps up and does like this whole like huge like Final Fantasy like summoning fucking like magic circles appear next to him. He starts glowing. It's like, what the fuck? It's Donald Duck and he's fucking casting this giant meteor spell.
I'm angry.
I don't understand.
Wait, so here's another thing. Here's another thing I fucking hate about Kingdom Hearts. There's so many cutscenes with dialogue that I don't care about.
It's written by a 5-year-old.
Characters that take so long to get a dumb motherfucking sentence out. Something that just like literally eats my brain cells apart. This shit's fucking whack.
How many hours of cutscenes are in this game?
I don't know how many hours, but literally every time you get to a world, and it's the same way for every single game. It's I'm Sora. Donald and Goofy.
Who were
Let's be friends.
Yeah.
Do you have a heart? Well, gosh, there's some little black critters over there. Let's go scrunch them with our cream blade.
That's and then you maybe ride a you made a blade. And you made a fucking ride a roller coaster over there, and you click the wrong button, and you're just in the menu forever again.
So that's every single world. Yeah, there's no character development or story development in any of the Disney
worlds. Wait, don't you go back to worlds that you've been in the other games?
In Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2. In Kingdom Hearts 3, you don't at all. So like
you finish the world and you dip?
And you dip. It's literally, the game is a Disney ad the whole time, and then it becomes a Kingdom Hearts game for the last 35 minutes.
But you can't go back to worlds you've been
You can, you can, but for what reason?
Just be like, hey.
Yeah, I like going back to the Nightmare Before Christmas world, because I like being there. The whole point of Kingdom Hearts for me was always just to visit places that I thought were cool in cinema universes.
And Ari brought up a really good point to me when I was explaining it to him. He was like, why can't you take Jack Skeleton with you and bring him to Agrabah and Aladdin and have fucking...
And then just write maybe... fucking three lines of dialogue per world where it's like, ooh, this would have done great in fucking, you know, the Nightmare World or Halloween Town. Like, the motherfucker, his character is built upon exploring other worlds. Literally, you have the foundation. I'm not
anyone,
a genius.
Jack Skellington would be
I'm not a genius. Just take the motherfucker around and write three lines. Just three lines of dialogue. That's all you had to do. Instead of wasting your time.
To go to multiple worlds, Jack Skellington needs three lines of dialogue.
No, all he does, per world, all he has to do is just, he sees something when you're exploring. Okay, great. All the other characters, cool. You get one character per world.
There's such an afterthought. It's like, all right, well, I'm leaving Nightmare Before Christmas. Bye, Jack Skellington. I spent 3 hours racking you up, but bye.
Good luck.
Exactly. Such an afterthought where it's like, again, if you want to talk about what can be improved, how about making the world feel more cohesive and fun? The whole point of the game, like I said, is to be in a literal theme park. They fucking put in the goddamn roller coasters this time, and they fucked that up somehow by just making the theme park completely disjointed and dumb. Like, you don't know what the fuck has been going on. There's Game Boy games that are fucking decimals and Dewey Decimal Systems and fucking...
What the fuck? This is a dark room, but I see your face is red. In rage.
And he gets it. And like, he understands where I'm coming from here.
Like the ice cream man from Dexter's Lab.
Well, because it's bullshit. It's just straight bullshit. It's a waste of your fucking time. Don't play this trash.
I just don't, like I said, like, who is it for? I really want to know.
If you're even kids, would you recommend this to your children?
Nah, I don't know.
I want to confuse them,
if they want to see the Frozen song
When did you guys play Kingdom Hearts 1? How young were you guys?
We were middle school.
When it first launched, so that was 2004 or 5?
It must have been like 2003, Pete.
2003, okay,
I was in middle school.
I know for a fact, when I was playing Kingdom Hearts 1, I didn't understand the greater arching story at all.
No, there was just like... I couldn't even get past the beach, first of all. No, we did. We couldn't beat Bastion the last level.
Hollow Bastion? Yeah.
But the only thing for me was, it's always been, as a kid, like I said, like 90 times already, it's just a theme park. I want to visit my favorite Disney places. That's all. That's all it's been about, man.
Yeah.
And they just fucked that up.
So then why would you need this crazy big story?
You don't. Fucking don't.
Who are they marketing to?
You don't. You don't need portals with dudes coming out and like, oh, by the way, my name's Obnoxious Guy 3, and I've got big shoes too. Hey, how you doing, guy? I'm an edgelord. Fuck you. Just straight up. I don't need to listen to your cutscenes. Like, my life is precious, and I don't need any more
of it sucked
out of me. I've
got big shoes too.
Andrew's precious life doesn't need dude portals.
You only get one. Don't fucking use it on Kingdom Hearts.
Pete. You look uncomfortable.
I'm sweating.
Why? Come on, what are your opinions on Kingdom Hearts, man?
I don't know. When I was a kid, it was like, cool. Like, here's these really broad storyline things with hearts and shit. And I was like, cool, here's a Moogle and here's Traverse Town. And I didn't really care. I didn't care that it was kind of bad. Because I was like, this is cool. The Clash of Worlds was cool. I like that initial idea. I think they probably drifted... too far away from the light of God. No, I'm just kidding. They drifted too far away from the idea of, like, this is a Disney Final Fantasy crossover, and just that genuine thrill of, like, here's a
whoever's
cool crossover.
Been writing these games, man.
Nomura.
Because it had to justify this being its own thing, right? Instead of just Disney and Final Fantasy. And so that's where the wires got crossed.
You pull Final Fantasy out, now you got a Disney ad with 15 minutes of anime.
Exactly.
Here.
And I just don't even understand how you fuck it up this bad. All they had to do is two games with arguably good stories. Disney, you know why people like Disney movies? Not just because they're beautiful. Not just because they're fucking great and hip and fun, mixed well and look great. It's because they have good, simple stories for kids to understand. Not 15 games on 15 platforms that makes no sense where they have to watch YouTube videos to maybe get it.
Yeah.
That's it.
But we live in a world where there's sort of an expectation that you can just look up a video.
Yeah.
It should not be something that you need to justify.
But even if you look up a video, you still don't get it.
They just...
Literally in the wiki it says somehow.
So I just want to put this into perspective. Nick is somebody that knows the lore. If I'm playing Dark Souls... any Souls game, I'm like, why is this happening? He's like, oh, yeah, it's the sister of this. Both of you are like that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's this character. It's over here. Oh, the meatball. Yeah, you know why he's there? Meatball's here because he's a fucking, you know, he's a great one. He fell here and yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, word. You guys know the lore of this incredibly convoluted game. There's a difference, though. There's good and bad convoluted. Mm-hmm. One that's made for a mature audience that's there to decode the fucking item's lore and figure out the story for themselves because they don't like things handheld. And then there are games like Kingdom Hearts, which are just genuinely trash garbage and deserve to be compacted and forgotten forever. So, I think we need to just end this. Can we just end it?
You just scrunch it in?
Yeah, just scrunch it in.
All right, it is now a little cube.
No more Kingdom Hearts will be mentioned on this podcast forever.
Well, let us know what you think of Kingdom Hearts. Email us with all your hate mail.
No.
Specifically listen, at me.
Like I said, this is all in good fun. The whole point of the Trash Compactor is just to have a laugh and just hopefully you laugh too.
You know,
there are merits to Kingdom
The
Hearts.
Music is fucking beautiful.
We don't all have right. to say this after.
There we
we'll
go.
Probably end up saying this at the end of every Trash Compactor.
Yeah.
The music's great. There's some fun characters. I don't know. Whatever. It's good. But it's also really bad. So put it in the compactor.
Trash Compactor!
I want to talk about one more thing that's really good before we close the episode out. We fucking finally released our first episode of our new web series called Tales from Hope County. This has fucking been in the works for a couple weeks now. Yeah. Nick and Pete basically are just straight up fucking asshole trash people in Far Cry New Dawn. And they run around and they just gank people and they just narrate
get ganked by wolves.
Get ganked by wolves and
fall
squigs.
Off cliffs, explode, triple explode in cars.
Yeah.
You name it. It's like the worst action movie.
It's like if you took action
stars that were absolute trash people, threw them in the wilderness, and were like, good luck, and then just,
good luck.
That's it.
Yeah, basically. It's just two morons out in the woods just fucking up. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so the first episode is out now on our YouTube. Go check it out. It's called Salinas and Beans. It's a pun on Salino and Barnes. If you're from the Northeast, you know these trash injury
Salino
attorney boys.
And Barnes.
Yeah. So there's lots of memes and, like, stupid shit in there. I had a lot of fun making
it's
this.
It's dumb.
It's
Watch
really
it.
Dumb. And there's going to be more of them, so look out for that.
Yeah, and then look out for more polls, giveaways, and articles. We're always posting new shit onto our website and having fun giveaways, so look out for that shit.
Hell yeah. I'm winded from getting so
You're
angry.
All right there? Nah. You look like you.
I need to hydrate.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good job, everybody.
You sweat out your rage for Kingdom Hearts today.
I didn't know I had so much rage in me.
You did, though, because I remember you saying, like, when you guys were hyped to buy the remix and like... Oh, all these games are in their HD, and then you're like, this game fucking sucks.
It does. It fucking sucks.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, hit us up at PTG_podcast on the Twitter. Pete's over there fucking blowing it up. He's killing it right now. There's giveaways. There's fucking polls. There's dope shit to be a part of. So just come holler at us. You know what I'm saying?
You sound like an idiot.
At PTG_ At PTG
underscore.
Just the way you talk.
At PTG.
I hate you.
At PTG _ podcast. You can get all the things there. And, you know, we're also on there too. I don't know. I'm sweating. Someone else end it.
I'm dying right now. It's fucking not even like that hot out, but it's noticeable enough to like make us sweat bullets in here.
Yeah.
Speaking of bullets, you guys want to go play Division?
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
All right, let's get some cereal, too. Cinnamon Toast Blimp.
Wait, what's Rice the one with the cinnamon in the toast? Oh, it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, Trash Compactor.
Yeah.
Wait, Trash Compactor.